Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
I got a different set of rules of mine. You want to hear them? Here they go. Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Another one, another loss. One of the worst losses, by the way, that I can remember. This was the worst loss of the Nick Caserio era. And I've been very disappointed about this loss. Has nothing to do with what happened yesterday.
Oh, really?
Last Wednesday was the most pathetic display by an organization that I've seen in a long, long time. And I think it needs to be closely looked at, J-Lo. Closely looked at.
Last Wednesday.
Proactively.
Yeah.
And let's just go through what happened Wednesday. We'll get into what happened yesterday, which, by the way, Lovie Smith was pretty encouraged by that second half.
Oh, that was out loud.
You want to hear that?
That was out loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, you
yeah.
Hear this?
Yeah, they really brought it to. They brought it in the second half.
Here's Lovie Smith talking about yesterday's game in Miami. Let's focus on the positives.
You have to look for positives.
No, you don't.
Could have gone... It, of course, two different ways in the second half. I mean, I like the way the guys fought in the second half. Couldn't let them score anymore. I don't think they scored in the second half. And offensively, we were able to get a little bit going in the passing game. Protection was better. Made better throws. Caught the ball better. And I thought we had a chance. You know, we turned over the ball that last time.
Oh, okay.
We had, you know, gotten it in the end zone. Now it's a one-score game. We can at least at the end feel like we made progress.
Okay. All right, bud.
I want to get into that, but I'm curious on your...
No, just go. We can get into Wednesday later. It's bothered me.
How delusional does he have to be? Or how delusional does he think we are? Lovie Smith is either... That's a very dumb statement. I'm not going to say he's dumb because he's not. Either that's a very dumb statement or he thinks we're dumb. They pulled their quarterback, bro. In the third quarter. They had you
did
down.
The team even play in the second half? Miami did not play in the second half.
They were taking shots on the sideline. They were drinking Fireball, dude. They were taking the tape off their wrists and ankles. What are we doing here? What is going on? Is that as big a sign? I want to say that's as big a sign as anything that he's completely delusional here. But I don't even know if that's in the top three.
I can live with that. Like, I can live with losses. I can live with bad football. I actually kind of expect it. And I don't have, like, high expectations for Lovie Smith. But what we saw last Wednesday and what we heard, most importantly, was, I think, a real serious warning sign that needs to be evaluated. And it needs to be proactively evaluated because this organization either looked stupid, delusional, out of touch.
Or yes.
Or all of the above.
Yeah.
Because Lovie Smith obsessed over keeping the quarterback a secret. He obsessed over, we're not going to tell you who's going to start because it would be a competitive advantage. Let's keep in mind, though, Mr. Competitive Advantage was the one who on Monday said that a change was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's such an important competitive advantage, like you say it is, why even bring up that a change is coming? That's ass backwards. Then the report comes out minutes after Lovey speaks that Kyle Allen is going to be the starting quarterback, while meanwhile in New York, Robert Saleh and the Jets,
yeah,
they announced that the starter is going to be Mike White, mm-hmm, and they are benching Zach Wilson. So regardless of the what and the why, they looked incompetent and silly as an organization. And I just wonder, is Nick Caserio part of the reason that they're obsessing over this stuff? Because if they are, then this is kind of more of the same. Like, this is kind of like when Jack Easterby wasn't putting numbers on rosters, and it was just kind of a warning sign of how ridiculous Jack Easterby was and how incompetent he was. I feel like Nick Caserio, and in his interview with Payne and Pendergast, I feel like he kind of showed himself as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are some warning signs where this just needs to be evaluated, because after the season, it's going to be an intriguing offseason. You're going to have a lot more assets. You're going to have a lot more opportunity. And they've really got to wonder, like, is Nick Caserio really that much different than what was here before? Because we can't blame Jack anymore. And it's very, very alarming, but it can be a good thing as long as you're proactively evaluating it.
Look, I always, you know how I am with, okay, you do take your notes, watch the game, whatever. And I like, okay, I'm always trying to, like, what's the big banner headline? What's the big takeaway? This is my big takeaway, and it ties in with exactly what you're saying, Landry. We thought the Texans were past dysfunction. We thought that was, had left town, literally. The dysfunction of Deshaun Watson and how they handled that. Certainly the Jack Easterby. Alienating people. They put the graphics up there even during the game, although they put, Houston, you have a problem, which, okay, whatever. They went through all these things.
Pretty creative, huh?
Oh, my gosh, where'd they come up with that? So we thought we were past all the dysfunction. The story today, people, we're not. This team is as dysfunctional as it's ever been. Maybe not ever, because Jack Easterby did some crazy stuff, but this team continues to be dysfunctional. This team makes me want to drink unboiled water today. It absolutely does. They continue to make things much more difficult than they need to be. Like I mean, the way he's handled the competitive advantage thing, the way the bull crap, absolute bull crap about split reps versus no split reps. Completely throwing his new starting quarterback under the bus.
Well, you know what's even goofier about that is, and this goes back to the paranoia that maybe Caserio has, is in the media portion of practice, Davis Mills.
He was taking them.
He was taking the first team reps.
Yeah.
I heard, mm-hmm, that after that, they just went to Kyle Allen, and Kyle Allen just went in. So they were so focused on keeping this a secret. You're 1-8-1. They were so obsessed with that they had like this goofy paranoia type thing. And the other thing is this, like, and I think this is what Nick Caserio needs to realize. Seriously, like, Cal and Hannah have done a really good job of trying to figure stuff out. And if my dad had believed in somebody like Mr. McNair, rest in peace, believed in Bill O'Brien, I might have given him enough rope to hang himself as well. But it was a mistake. And Nick Caserio is showing that. He's showing you signs that maybe he's involved in that BS, and maybe he's obsessing over stuff, mm-hmm, that shouldn't matter. And they really need that. It was one of the most telling days, yeah, on Wednesday that I've had in a long time when it comes to this organization, and it needs to be evaluated. Nick Caserio needs to be evaluated because they look goofy, they look silly, and they're focusing on this, like, obsessive thing. You're not the Patriots. No. You're not going to keep it a secret. Like, these guys don't even like you. Like, Brandon Cooks doesn't even like you, man,
yeah,
anymore. Like, he doesn't want anything to do with your culture. So, yeah, if Tom Brady and the Patriots and Bill Belichick can keep it a secret, that's fine. But if you're obsessing over that, then we're just heading for a Matt Patricia in Detroit, a Mangini in New York. Like, we're just heading for the blowhard Patriot way, Patriot South, just to crumble down. That's the problem.
And the big thing, Landry, is why? Why are you doing this?
Because they did it in New England.
It's exactly right. And so now the focal point, the focus, is shifting somewhere that it hasn't been ever in the last couple of years. And that's Nick Caserio. Because there's no one else to blame about this dysfunction.
No, there's not.
It's not Jack Easterby. It's not Bill O'Brien. You know, it's not, you know, the craziness of Deshaun Watson and all these lawsuits. There's no one else to blame except the guy who's truly, as we've acknowledged for a long time, calling all the shots.
Yes.
That's him. So when they send this message out about competitive advantage, yes, you know, Lovey is the messenger.
Yes.
But it's not
he's
his
a terrible messenger.
But it's not his message.
He's a disaster.
When they talk about splitting reps, Lovey is the messenger, but it's not his message. And then you go on to, you know, correlating, this might be Lovey to be honest, correlating, you know, progress with a second half against a team that is completely checked out. That's delusional.
Yes, and I can deal with that. Like, anything that happens on the field, like, I can deal with that. But when they're showing signs that it's going to be the same dysfunction, like, I wonder what coach is going to want to work with for you. And this is the other thing that nobody's really talking about is if Robert Saleh has an opposite mindset and an opposite approach of the Houston Texans, then all you people, and I'll throw myself in there with the people that even, like, have a dream of DeMeco Ryans coming here, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Who did he study under? Who did DeMeco Ryans study under? Philosophically,
Robert Saleh.
He studied under Robert Saleh. You've heard Robert Saleh talk about DeMeco Ryans. So if this is your philosophy, this blow hard like Patriot Way stuff, first of all, you're outdated. Second of all, you can't even keep it a secret, so you look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other stuff that Nick Caserio said was even more troubling. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But they're showing you early signs. And Lovie Smith's not going to be here when things get good. So that doesn't even bother me as much. I'm amused by it.
Yeah.
But Nick Caserio's starting to kind of show himself a little bit.
Yes, because also at the end of the game.
Man, what a bad interview that was.
Yeah, that was bad. But at the end of the game, it got worse because Lovie Smith is doing exactly. He signed up for this. He signed up for a team that is. He signed up for a team that is rebuilding and is going to have some lumps and is going to have some tense moments in post-game press conferences. He knew it. I mean, he was hired by, I mean, Nick Caserio told him what he was getting into. And then he's still acting a fool in the post-game press conference, which we'll get to that as well.
I have the most troubling thing of all at noon.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, I think even the guys that are hanging on with Nick Caserio, and I'm not completely out, although I'm pretty disgusted with him. To be honest with you, I'm pretty disgusted with Nick Caserio,
mm-hmm.
for many reasons.
Man,
that
when
we'll
you
get
lose
into
Landry Locker,
I had someone come over yesterday, and we were watching the Sunday night game, and he goes
because you were ranting about.
I was just saying like how sickened I was by Nick Caserio
and
what he said on Wednesday and how stuff has gone. And he was talking about politics, and he's like, yeah, there's some politicians that once they lose a certain state, they're just screwed. He's like. You were Nick Caserio's biggest supporter. You're like, you're basically like Georgia right now.
You're a swing state.
He said, you're basically a swing state, and Nick Caserio's lost his swing state.
Oh, man.
And my dad's like, oh, what's going on with you? This is supposed to be your guy.
That's what happens. You have to reserve the right to change your mind.
And by the way, we're talking about football. Let's get a daily reminder from Nick Caserio about what actually matters. That we got to get the we got to get the reminder. So go ahead, Nick. Maybe I'm taking this too serious. Let's get the inside of smug Nick.
No, I appreciate you guys' time. Happy Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for. I think,
right.
You know, I think when we take a step back, kind of put everything in perspective here. I mean, Thanksgiving is a good opportunity for all of us to realize there's more than football,
okay.
to enjoy the company of our loved ones and, okay. you know, tell people how much we love them, how much we care about them, how thankful we are for them, how much we appreciate them. Cause in the end, that's going to matter more than kind of what goes on in the football field.
Thanks, dude. You know what? What a moron.
Thanks, dude.
What a moronic comment. Thanksgiving's a football holiday, too.
Yeah.
Like, we had the TV on, like, during, and there's so much that comes from football. You know the most ironic thing, and I think I'm using ironic, right? I don't think this is like an Alanis Morissette thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most ironic thing about that statement.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady had that mindset, Nick Caserio wouldn't have a job. He'd
Probably.
Be a receivers coach at John Carroll.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, Tom Brady just got a divorce.
And didn't really care and didn't give up football.
And I guarantee Nick wasn't saying that in New England.
Mm-hmm.
It's very convenient for him to say that now. There's more important things, you know. Thanks, dude. Goodness gracious. What an absolute goofy comment. I think that's really what set me off. But I will say this, too. This is Cleveland Browns week. The last time I got irrationally pissed off about it, in a similar statement like that.
And then people thought, well, that's a little bit of a reach.
What are you doing? It was Deshaun Watson 9-to-5 comment.
You were right.
And you can remember 2020. I was in it. You guys were laughing at me, but I think Caserio's kind of showing himself.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to New Jersey. Let's talk to our guy Dominic on Reaction Monday, presented by Churrasco's. Dom, go ahead.
Landry, I'm so sorry you had to spend your birthday like this yesterday. I've written a letter for Nick Caserio, if you'll let me read it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Dear Nick Caserio, NRG Stadium used to be an absolute cauldron. Parking lots were packed. Stadium used to rock. Now under your watch, it's lifeless. The Texans are 5-20-1 since you walked through those doors 2 years ago. The constant state of disarray and bewilderment has been a staple in this franchise during your tenure. You fumbled two head coaching hirings. You brought in good culture guys who begged to leave Houston. Most, if not all, of your draft picks have not been producing. You think you're smarter than us fans, and guess what? You're not. I, Dominic from New Jersey, speak for the people of the wonderful city of Houston, and I am calling for the firing of Nick Caserio.
Ooh, damn. Nowhere else to look. There's nowhere else to deflect. There's nowhere else where it falls.
He's lost Tom too.
Landry Locker and Dominic. That's a big loss.
Well, you know, there's more Those important things. Losses. There's more important things.
No, I appreciate you guys' time. Happy Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for. Right. I think when we take a step back, kind of put everything in perspective here. I mean, Thanksgiving's a good opportunity for all of us to realize there's more than football, to enjoy the company of our loved ones and, you know, tell people how much we love them, how much we care about them, how thankful we are for them, and how much we appreciate them. Because in the end, that's going to matter more than kind of what goes on in the football field.
This effing guy. and you got to think, like, and here's the other thing. I want to make this very clear. We know the PR staff with the Texans, right?
Yeah.
Would you say they're pretty smart?
Sure, absolutely.
Would you say that at times, like, the organization, whether it was Jack or whoever, kind of put them in situations to where...
Yes, they didn't do their job. Spot? They couldn't do their job.
There's no way, and I haven't talked to any of them, there is no way that those people did not know that the starting QB was going to leak. If they would have been consulted, I would bet every penny I own that had Nick Caserio actually maybe like talk to those guys. And again, I don't know. There's no way that they would have said, hey, let's try to keep this some sort of secret. No way.
This is not one of those like in-house, we prefer this guy in the draft and you can keep a lid on it because everybody's terrified of Nick Caserio or the repercussions. This is dealing with a player getting benched. Agents are going to know. It will get out. And just the ludicrous way that they handled it. And they still are handling it. I mean, Lovie Smith basically called Kyle Allen a liar. He did. And then on the TV broadcast yesterday, they were saying that they were obviously told by the Texans that they split reps. That whole thing. How are you going to think that that is not going to get out?
It's absolutely silly. And the other thing is this. We know the business guys over there too, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
Like I mean, bless them. They're trying to do everything they can do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I'm not a PR guy, and I doubt anyone would hire me to handle their PR. Maybe. I don't know. They probably should.
Couldn't be worse.
Yeah, they probably should. But I doubt that Nick Caserio coming on here and trying to speak holier than thou and say how unimportant football is, as there's 20% capacity in the stands. People are canceling their season tickets left and right, and there are trust issues with the organization. I very seriously doubt that they were like fist pumping when he said that. He's out of touch. Like, that's the problem. Nick Caserio is out of touch.
Matter more than kind of what goes on.
No, he doesn't. He is out of touch, and it's important in this city, and it's important based on what we've been through. Like, he's very, very out of touch. And here's the other thing. God mm-hmm. dang, I hate that I'm like this right now with him. I'm so disgusted by that guy. Here's the other thing. You just said you have a personal relationship with Jack Easterby. Dude's one of the biggest slime balls there's ever been in that building.
That's a read the room comment.
So you just said that, and then you're going to tell me what my morals are?
Yeah, exactly.
And you can talk to players. You can talk to people that have worked with him. You can talk to people who've been backstabbed by him. Like, I feel comfortable enough to say that guy's a shady guy.
Yeah.
So you talk about you have a personal relationship with him, and then you're going to power rank my morals
and
my ethics on a football holiday?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I mean, it was.
Goodness gracious.
It was.
That was awful.
The whole scene.
It was just a bad performance.
Yeah, the whole scene, beginning to end. I mean, even Brandon Cooks. Hey, when did you know you were overmatched? As soon as we got out there. He don't care no more. He doesn't care anymore.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, as soon as we got out there.
I don't blame him.
I got the quote here. It says, from the moment we came out, from the offensive perspective, I'll never speak on the other side of the ball, but that's not my job. But from an offensive perspective, from the moment we got out there, that's just the truth. That's the fact.
And then he said, I don't divide it in halves and stuff. It was a loss. So he's basically like, I mean, he's like the voice of reason.
That's a shot at Lovie. That's a shot at Caserio. By the way, Cal was in the postgame news press conference room.
This is an important time for Cal. Cal really needs to take a look at Caserio. He needs to. I mean, maybe we can figure stuff out. It's a fluid process, but yeah, it needs to be evaluated because he's kind of showing you. I mean, he's showing you, man, there might be not much may have changed. Who knows? 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, coming up, Lovie Smith, Smug Lovie. He has had a hell of a week. Let's revisit the smugness of the head coach of the Houston Texans as Reaction Monday continues next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Justin Verlander meeting with the Dodgers. There we go. Business of baseball picking up around here. We'll keep you posted. SportsRadio610.com. Imagine if what happened on Wednesday with Lovie Smith, Nick Caserio, et cetera, imagine if that were in New York, or if that were the Dallas Cowboys, or if that were the Washington football team. I mean, First Take wouldn't even need a run sheet. They would just jump on Nick Caserio and the Texans organization like a damn trampoline.
Go. That would be the run sheet.
I mean, sometimes I think this stuff that happens here just kind of goes under the radar. But just imagine, if that was in New England.
New England, Dallas, Pittsburgh, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they got a little bit lucky there. Mm-hmm. By the way, on the text line, a lot of people talking about the job Caserio's done up to this point. Look, I don't have a problem with the job that Caserio's done getting them through the mud. I actually think the way he handled the Deshaun Watson trade was perfect. I don't know if too many guys could have handled it better than he did. He deserves credit for that. We know that there was a tough cap situation and draft equity was limited. So I understand that. I have no issue with what's going on the field at all. Like, what happened in Miami yesterday is irrelevant to me. I want the number one pick. And I do think the right guy can build this thing rather quickly by making the right decisions. My thing is Nick Caserio is kind of showing some, I don't want to call them warning signs, but he's showing some context clues that maybe he's not much different than what they've tried to get away from.
Right.
And that's my problem.
Well, I would put a twist on what you said because I don't agree wholeheartedly. The result is what we want. But what we're seeing is a sure sign that Lovie Smith got to go.
Yes.
Offense got to go. So there is stuff that we should be, you know, excited about in terms of, or not excited, passionate about in terms of this has got to change, right? The result, sure, lose them all. Let's get the number one overall pick. So that's the result. But what we're seeing, and by the way, what we're seeing from Nick, I mean, his buffer is gone, and it's starting to really, you know, reflect on him more.
Yes, and like some of the context clues, like the goofiest thing about the DeAndre Hopkins trade to me was the fourth round pick swap. The trade was bad enough, and it spoke for itself. But the fact there was a fourth round pick swap there was goofy as hell. Like, can we be honest?
Like, let's throw this in too.
What are we doing? Like, was that the deal breaker?
That sounds smarter than we are.
So the second rounder was weird enough. David Johnson was weird enough, but they had like a fourth round pick swap as if that was something that was just brilliantly done. And I know that was like an Easterby creation. The Marcus Cannon trade that Nick Caserio made was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they swapped multiple picks. You know, Marcus Cannon, like, I talk about the dead cap. Like, Marcus Cannon's making $5 million from the Texans this year. To do what? Walk around like someone waiting to get their tray carried at Luby's? Like, he wasn't, I mean, he was, what was that? Shaq Lawson, $5 million. Like, what was that? Like, there, some of these, like, little, like,
they add up.
Context clues, they just kind of add up. And I just wonder, like, is Nick Caserio, I appreciate what he's done up to this point, but is Nick Caserio going to be the guy that's going to take you where you need to go? And are you handcuffed? Like, if there is some sort of miscommunication between him and Lovie Smith, and the leaks happen, and you have this, like, weird mindset where there's some sort of competitive advantage that you can't even hold on to, despite the fact that someone that's way more advanced and in touch with today's football has the complete opposite approach, like, how many coaches are going to want to work in that? Because we've assumed, okay, the Texans couldn't hire anyone, so they hired David Culley. I think we agree.
Yeah.
Lovie Smith, they had to settle for Lovie Smith because of everything that was going on. Nobody else was going to hire Lovie Smith. We agree on that. How many coaches are going to want to come here? Because I do think it's appealing. On paper, I think it's a very appealing job. But if a coach is having to come here and be told, hey, we're going to keep this a secret because, you know, we did that in New England and Bill Belichick and all this type of stuff. Or, you know, Jack Easterby is like, he's the other thing that I don't get about Caserio is why did they even fire Jack Easterby? Because he goes up there and talks about all these great things he did and how awesome it. Why'd y'all even fire him?
Yeah.
I mean, because he's basically justifying what happened.
Yeah, he did some stuff. What did he say? We're going to have to allocate some of those things. Allocate what? Allocate D's, as you would say. Because what was he doing, really? And then the other part that it's actually kind of offensive to me is, you know, Lovie Smith was given marching orders by Nick Caserio. Do it this way. This is the story. This is the narrative. You're going to take some lumps. You're going to get some tough questions, et cetera, et cetera. It has me thinking that only Nick Caserio pawns are going to be potential candidates. Like, we have this dream of D'Amico Ryan,
yes,
of, you know, Kellen Moore, you know, of these guys that are can kind of do what Mike McDaniel did yesterday. And show like,
oh, it was,
wow,
nice. Dude, it was nice seeing the young guy just kick Lovey's ass.
I've got some passing thoughts about
the young guy just whoop up on the fossil.
One of them was this though. Like, he threw like in the first quarter alone, they threw like five seam balls over the middle. I'm like, it was like reading a foreign language.
Yeah.
I don't see that here. I don't see that at all. But anyway, I'm starting to wonder, all these dreams that we have of the next coach is a pipe dream. Because Nick Caserio is going to want to have that control, to have one of his guys, you know, do what he says and just never let go of the actual operation of the team.
And there's always like, it's just as much about context clues. Like, you got to be proactive. Like, Cal McNair at this point has to just be proactive. I'm not saying that you fire Nick Caserio. I'm not saying that Nick Caserio can't figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm a little pissed off by the stuff that went on Wednesday. And I think that he has a little bit of a smug approach that I don't think he's as smart as he thinks he is at this point. And look, I want Nick Caserio to have success. I don't think he's as in touch with things as he needs to be to achieve full success here. And there are context clues. Like, we were talking about O'Brien before. Like, it drug on for years as we were talking about O'Brien. What's going on here? Easterby, we were talking about that for a long time. Like, just tell me, like, and shout out to the Loopholes if you listen, you are one. We're going to be wrong about a lot of things. I mean, we're probably wrong about, what, four things per segment, Figgy? Like, we're going to eat a lot of crow. We're going to be wrong about a lot of things. But tell me the last time that me and John Lopez and Figgy were wrong about important things regarding this team that we cover on a daily basis and early warning signs that maybe things could be heading in the wrong direction, because this is the most important time. Like, you've gotten through the mud. There's going to be hope in this offseason, and you really need to evaluate it, because if you screw this up, it's literally going to be deja vu and you're going to find yourself in the exact same situation.
I don't want to hear about systems and processes and global views and, you know, organizational behaviors, these little catchphrases, these little terms that clearly show that he is smart, and he is, but are just deflective of everything where the actual questions need to be asked, which, by the way, the questions needed to be asked yesterday. And we all saw how that ended up.
The OG has a column. It is titled Slick Nick. We will hear this column. And we might hear from old Slick Nick, too.
Because in the end, that's going to matter more than kind of what goes on in the football field.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's reaction. Action Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
OG wrote a column last week.
I did.
Little Slick Nick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got?
Headline was Slick Nick and the Art of the Dodge.
Oh, my. You ain't talking about trucks either.
I am not talking about trucks, but that is the truck that I drive. I am not. We could see this coming, you and I and others, but I'm saying on this show, we could see this coming after the ouster of Jack Easterby, which he spoke about vaguely with Sean and Seth. There's nowhere else to look. That's the good news, Nick Caserio, and bad news. Nick Caserio has total control. Everybody knows it. It's his baby. Bad news is he's gotten such a great pass, such an easy pass these first couple of years.
Yeah, and I think, and I don't mind the pass for the previous. Like, the getting through this mud was not easy. So I actually have an appreciation for that.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that, how hard that was.
Yeah. And it's like I said in the column, though, he's been slicker than Teflon and about as interesting. But none of us have cared. I mean, we haven't mattered. You and I have been as big an advocate of Caserio as anybody, because he's smart, he's polished.
He's not O'Brien.
He's not O'Brien. He seems to be to have some sort of plan. I've been lockstep with the plan of how this rebuild was going to start. Just clear the decks year one, start the rebuild with more draft picks year two, and then go from there. So that's where we are now. We're going from there, and it's Nick Caserio's baby. It is on him.
This was hilarious. This was Nick Caserio being asked about, you know, culture guys, Kamu Grugier-Hill, Brandon Cooks. And Seth asked a good follow-up, but this was the initial response from Nick Caserio talking about, you know, the culture issues with Kamu Grugier-Hill specifically.
Yeah, I would say it's a fairly, everything is nuanced, and I would just say, generally speaking, this is an indictment.
What he's using these, like, new, what does he mean nuanced? It's either Kamu Grugier-Hill didn't want to be here, or you were going to release Kamu Grugier-Hill regardless. Like, there's nothing nuanced there. Like, it's actually the opposite of nuance.
Well, but if he's saying that the story, we didn't get the story right.
Okay, well, then tell us what the story is.
Yes, he didn't tell us what was wrong.
Indictment against you or Seth or anybody else. Mm-hmm. But I would say I think we all have to be careful of believing everything that what some reporter says. Well, here's what Nick said, or here's
what's
going on.
Set it straight. Tell us what it is. Right?
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Until you really have all the facts, I think it's hard to make an assessment about, like, what the situation actually is. I would say in those particular situations, quite frankly, Sean, I think there's been some mischaracterization, but that's okay. That's the world in which we live.
Like, cool.
I mean, that's the way it is. So we felt like the best thing was for us to just kind of part ways. I would say what's reported and what's said about how we ended up at that point, quite frankly, I think is inaccurate, but I mean, that's okay.
All right, enlighten us. Tell us what would be more, you don't have to give us the details, but tell us what would be a little more, you know, enlightened on what really happened.
Yeah, this is the same stuff that we always, like, it's very similar to what, like, the O'Brien used to be. Like, I've heard, well, they're just not facts. Okay, well, tell me what's up. Oh, you don't know. Okay. Cool.
The day and age in which we live. So understanding that you all have a job to do, you do it very well, but I think some people, quite frankly, don't do it as well as maybe the perception is. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. And I'll be honest. Okay. I'll be honest. Is that at the end? Sean liked that answer, didn't he? Sean loved that one.
So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. The thing that kind of triggered me there is, first of all, are you good at your job? Like, and I'm not, look, I think Nick Caserio did a good job of cleaning up the mess, but who are you to say who's good at their job and who's bad at their job? And the thing that really triggered me there is I've seen that same text message. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was Jack Easterby sending text messages to other media types, and whenever something happened that he didn't like, multiple occasions, multiple texts, I've seen him say, well, you know, you're actually good at your job, but a lot of people aren't good at their job. So when I heard that, I was like, Yeah. Okay, I've definitely seen that before, buddy. Yeah. After the Easter Bee, I've seen that message. I've seen that said. So, as much as we feel like we're getting out of the Easter Bee business, are we really that much out of the Easter Bee business? Because I've seen that exact thing said by Jack. I saw it.
I've been told by people who have been around this club. Take it for what it's worth. Could be total me not being good at my job, you know. But I've been told by people around this club that Nick has literally said, "I don't play grab ass with the media." Literally said those words. Which I'm fine with that. But then he proceeds to tell certain media members one thing, deal with other media members as well, Albert Breer, et cetera, all those guys. So which one is it? And then to tell us like who's doing a good job or not, well, that's certainly you're right, and it's your opinion. But a good job is the right questions, right? A good job is questions that fans want to know. A good job is following up with maybe a little more, specificity when you're being incredibly vague and talking about systems and processes and global views and all these other and nuance. That's what good is. There are very few things I know more than Nick Caserio about when it comes to football. I'll be happy to admit that. I know a lot, but I don't know nearly as much as him. I know what a good job is on this end.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And for him to say that was arrogant. And then for Lovie Smith to control the press conference like he's the White House press secretary or something. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I think the GM of the Texans should speak every week. Because there's a reason, and this is my biggest fear for Nick Caserio right now. And this is where, if you're Cal and Hannah, like, this is where you might need to get out of the Caserio business. If they're upset that there was a leak last week, and that's what they're focused on about Wednesday, it's how the hell did this get out? There's a leak.
Yeah.
You don't have a chance in hell.
Priorities are skewed.
You have no chance in hell with Nick Caserio if that's what they're worried about, is that, oh, this leaked out. Because that's going to happen in this day and age. That's going to happen. So if you're obsessing over that, you're focusing on the last thing that you should be focusing on. You should honestly, like, there should be like some sort of evaluation where you say, okay, maybe this is dated. Maybe this didn't work. Okay, the Jets did it. By the way, what would the score have been yesterday if Miami hadn't gotten that competitive advantage that Lovie Smith talked about?
Did they get a competitive advantage?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Lovie said it's a competitive advantage.
Well, good. Well, then he kept it under wraps until Friday.
But
remember, they weren't splitting reps, except they were splitting reps.
But if they're obsessing over that, John, then that's a problem. Because that should not be what you're concerned about. How did this leak out?
I agree.
You know how it leaked out? Because agents told media types.
Yes.
That's how it leaked out. That's what happens these days. The Tom Brady days, all that type of stuff. So I hope they're at least like taking a step back. Although Lovie Smith just went up there and said, "You guys guessed right." No, I didn't guess anything. They got text messages from agents.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just my biggest concern is that's what Nick Caserio is upset about, that it leaked out.
That's the priority they're making.
Yes,
that's the story. And then golly, I just still can't get over.
Minutes after Lovie, too.
Minutes after Lovie, but I still can't get over. They were so tied in with sending out this narrative that's vague about who's going to be starting the starting quarterback, that they actually split reps for a guy that hadn't started a game since 2020.
They split reps at least during the media availability. Now, they'll say they didn't split reps, but they did. Like, they
but
literally did.
Kyle Allen said they did. You're the quarterback.
Yes.
The guy who was allegedly not splitting reps as much.
Just so that people wouldn't know.
He said they were splitting reps. That's a direct quote. That's not, an assumption. He said that. Then on TV, they have these Saturday meetings with the staffs, right, and front office people.
I thought we were through this, man.
On TV, they said Kyle Allen split reps. He found out Friday, split reps with Davis Mills. And then afterwards, Lovie's like, well, I still don't even understand.
I thought we were done. I thought we were done with like, the bad football's fine.
Yeah.
But I thought we were done with clown shows like this.
That was my first big takeaway this morning. We all thought they were past dysfunction. We all thought the dysfunction was over. And then dysfunction again falls in our laps.
Coming up, in-game OBS, the landlock OBS coming up. Nick Caserio needs to be proactively evaluated, and there's some other things that need to be looked at as well. But not all is bad. I promise you, there is some good stuff. We'll focus on some of the positives, like Lovie Smith asks us to do. Reaction Monday continues next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.